Blog Talk Radio.
But exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, we are here today to empower you, to motivate you, to encourage you, and to inspire you to live the life of your dreams, to have what you want in this life, to live the abundant life, to live a life of relationship, great relationships, great health, and great wealth, to live prosperous, successful, and to live fulfilled. Well, if you're like the average person, this is not happening in your life. It's sort of like a mystery. It's like it could be happening, but it's not quite happening. But how do I make it happen? You know, things happen in life that sometimes we don't know where it comes from. It just happens. It's just there. But one thing for sure, we all have the power to handle what comes our way. You may not have the power, the understanding, the knowledge, and the wisdom to handle what comes someone else's way, but you have the power, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to handle everything that shows up in your life. But it starts with taking control. In order to handle the things that come your way, no matter what storm, it could be a financial storm, a relationship storm, a marriage storm, it could be a health storm, a child storm, a living storm, some type of thing that's messing up your living situation. It could be a mental storm. You know, there are mental storms in our lives, things that shake the very foundations of our mind, the very foundations for which we need to stand each and every day. There could be an emotional storm. There are many types of storms. Emotionally, you may be a wreck. There could be a physiological storm headed your way. Biological, something that's throwing you off balance with the biology of your body. Well, that could be a big problem. You need help with that. And we want to, we here at the Coach of the Lisa Show, we want to be here to help you. It is our goal. It is our mission. Our mission has not changed since we started the show. What possibly has changed is our method. You see, the method for which you achieve your objectives, they may possibly change. Your objective will stay the same. Now, you may add other objectives to what it is that you're trying to achieve in life, but your objectives will stay the same. But the method for which you achieve that, one of your methods, I don't know how many methods you have, but one of your methods for achieving success, stability, and growth in your life. So you're growing, you're changing, you're developing. And one of the methods for achieving that is listening to this radio show, this radio broadcast, each and every morning. That's a method. Another method for achieving your goal might be to read various books. So we're here today, our topic today, we're going to be talking about learned helplessness. What is learned helplessness? And do you have it? Are you living in what we call, what psychologists have termed, this concept, this behavior, learned helplessness? Maybe you don't have this problem. Maybe someone that you know does. Maybe someone that you love does. Maybe someone that you're working with has this problem. If they do, you need to recognize it and possibly try to get them some help. No one wants to be in the state of learned helplessness. So we're going to be talking today about that and helping some people out of that problem. See, learned helplessness can be a big problem in your life. Okay? Now, some people, they think of positive thinking, and they think of there's now something out there called positive psychology. The psychologists over the past 10 to 15 years have discovered yet another psychology. Okay? There are different types of psychologies out there. There's emotional psychology. There's individual psychology. There's all types of psychologies. There's abnormal psychology. Those are most of the psychologies that people think about, abnormal psychology. But there is also a positive psychology. So we're going to be talking today about this area in psychology that is entitled Learned Helplessness. What exactly is learned helplessness? And how does one get it? Is it something that you catch like a disease, like a cold or flu, or like the measles or the chicken pox? Remember those when you were a kid? But this is under the umbrella of psychology. So, learned helplessness was first looked at with animals. It was a study that was done by famous psychologists who wanted to know what would happen if an animal was repeatedly subjected to an adverse stimulus that it could not escape. Okay, that's like when someone is torturing you or in some kind of negative way, and just imagine, you would not be able to escape that. So with this animal, this learned helplessness would occur when this animal was repeatedly subjective to this aversive stimulus, and it could not escape. Sort of like when with Pavlov and his dog, and he would cause the dog to salivate with using a stimuli, ringing the bell, and then feeding the dog. Well, eventually, in this experiment with the animal and the learned helplessness, don't worry, I'm going to get to how this applies to you or me or human beings. Eventually, the animal will stop trying to avoid the stimulus and behave as if it is utterly helpless to change the situation. Even when opportunities to escape are presented, this learned helplessness will prevent any action. Okay? So I hope you got that. I'm talking about learned helplessness. Now, while the concept is strongly tied to animal psychology and behavior, it also is applied to many situations involving human beings. So you're going to see the breakdown of how this learned, it is involved in, typically with human beings. We look at learned helplessness as it relates to personal development and personal growth, success. So that means business owners, that means students, individuals who are trying to grow any kind of way, personally, professionally, and probably even spiritually. So again, learned helplessness occurs when there is some kind of aversive stimulus that cannot be escaped. Eventually, though, after a person over time has been somewhat mishandled, misused, eventually they will stop trying to change their situation. Now, we've seen this particularly with individuals that were, let's just say, incarcerated, and they come out of jail. And after a while, they give up trying to change their situation, and they go back to the same old lifestyle. Even when there's opportunities for them to go to school, get retrained, or get help, they won't try. Why? Because of learned helplessness. Same thing we see sometimes with the welfare system. We see individuals that won't even try to get themselves out of that situation because of this condition, learned helplessness. Same thing with individuals in a marriage, in a relationship. They stop trying to get out. The relationship could be bad and getting worse, but they won't try to change their condition. And psychologists, you know, psychologists, they like to give a term to everything. And so they call this, hey, good morning, Coach K. I just stepped over and got up and walked into the other room, into the chat room, and voila, there's Coach K. Long time no hear, Coach K. I know you're doing well. Welcome to the show today. Good to see you there in the chat room. This morning we're talking about this very, very important topic that can help so many people. It's called learned helplessness. Individuals, again, like we said, this is a very highly psychologically used term. It's not a term that mama taught you about. You know, mama might have called you helpless, but mama probably never taught you about learned helplessness. Well, that's my role. That's what I'm here for, to coach Lalisa Show, we're here to bring you concepts in personal development and motivation that are on the forefront in our society to really help people. I'm sorry, but we're really here to really help people, not just on the surface pretend that we're helping. We're really going to help people, because I believe that just like the power of intention that we talked about on yesterday, and we're going to revisit that topic again, we're not done with the power of intention. We're not done with that. We're not done with some of the other motivational and self-empowerment concepts that we've talked about. Okay? This is just the tip of the iceberg. We're just getting started here. You know, we're being launched to city around the country to help individuals, especially individuals, like I said, coming out of very bad situations, divorce. There are many people who are in a divorce situation, and they could change their condition, but they won't because of learned helplessness. So let's look a little bit more about this concept. So psychologists are using this not just with animals, though it did start there. And here's how people feel when they're in this situation. When you see people in a situation, whether it's a marriage, a relationship, whether it's individuals financially, whether it's dealing with their health, when you see people who feel as though they have no control over their situation, they may also begin to behave in a helpless manner. Do you understand that? So it could be a business owner. There are people right now in business who feel they have no control over their situation. Well, they talk about things like the economy is so bad. The economy is so horrible. I don't have any customers. I can't get any customers. I don't know anybody. Nobody knows me. And they sound like excuses, yes. And so that's what sometimes we just think, well, they're just making excuses. Well, hold up. Wait a minute. It may be something a little bit deeper than just an excuse. It may be this thing called learned helplessness. And where does that come from again? Well, it comes from a person being in a situation so long with some type of aversive something happening that they could not escape it, to eventually they gave up trying. Now, let's take someone, for instance, let's take a person on welfare, for instance. They may have been there so long and nothing was happening, okay? They couldn't do anything to change their situation, right? They tried to do some things early on, but eventually they gave up. And so therefore, even when the opportunity arises to get off, like the government changing the laws, they don't try. They don't take any action. So we have to help people with learned helplessness. It could be, again, a person, it could be in a marriage. There are couples in the marriage who give up trying to make their marriage better. Okay? Because over the years, so many things had happened. And you know what? They just stopped trying. They stopped trying to make it better because they tried and things didn't work, and they kept trying and things didn't work, so they pretty much gave up. Now, you're going to see later how when we tie back into the power of intention, when we tie back into the psychology of positivity, you see, now over the past 10, 12, 15 years, there's just yet another psychology, another way that they're looking at psychology is they're looking at positive psychology and how positive psychology can actually benefit your life. Okay, basically before they talked about abnormal psychology and some other types of psychology, but not positive psychology. And so you're going to see later how that those types of things, positive psychology, positive thinking, the power of intention, it's going to help people change their lives. So this concept then of learned helplessness, basically, you see, it's there to help people overcome this helpless behavior, right? And that people, and here's the problem, see, life has conditioned people to accept the behavior, and that's why it seems so difficult for them to get out, right? And so people, even when they, you know, the people that are incarcerated for a long period of time, they are sufferers. They're suffering from learned helplessness. People on welfare, they're suffering from learned helplessness. People even on a very, very low-paying job, over time, they are suffering from this learned helplessness, and they cannot visualize they cannot see themselves taking action to get beyond their current situation, and that's the problem. That's how you get learned helplessness, is because you can't take action to get yourself out of your state, okay? And what we're here to do on this show is to empower you to take action to get out of your situation, to get out of that helpless situation. It could be, again, it could be related to your health. You might feel helpless about taking any action on your health. It's learned helplessness. And here's how you can really tell if a person is operating in this learned helplessness, whatever group of people you may be working with. Here's how you can tell if possibly this is an issue. Now, here, let me just interject this right fast. It's not that they need to go basically and get psychiatric treatment. No. You can get the treatment right here on the Coach Lalisa Show or by signing up with my coaching program. And I can help you through this issue of learned helplessness. But you have to take advantage. And that's the big problem, though, with people with learned helplessness. They can't take action to get themselves out of their situation, even when opportunities present themselves. So like right now, I'm presenting an opportunity to help people. So if you know, like for instance, when we come to North Carolina in June, we will be there in North Carolina, June 24th, 5th, and 6th. I will be working with people who are signing up for one-on-one coaching. This is one of the areas that I'm going to be helping people with, is this learned helplessness. So over the next several weeks, I'm going to be sharing with you all areas that we are willing to help people through. So if you have this issue, if you think you have it, if you know someone that has it, and I'm going to tell you how you can pretty much tell if you have this problem or not. If you have this problem, it is not something I can resolve here in an hour talk show, all right? I'm bringing up the issue so that people can be aware that they have the issues. It's like when you go to a doctor. You go to the doctor, you don't quite know what's wrong with you. All you know is what symptoms you have. And after you spend some time and spend your dime, the doctor will give you some avenues for a solution to your issue. Well, that's what we're going to do here with this coaching, is to coach you out of your situation. So, again, for those of you who recognize that you have this problem, or if you know someone that does have a problem, a close family member, a friend, a coworker, if you are an employer, and if your staff is not living up to their fullest potential, there could possibly be this issue going on. That's learned helplessness. See, there's no reason on God's green earth, that a person should not be able to live up to their fullest potential, unless these pieces are missing. And if they're missing, you need to get them back. But there is not a snap your finger, 1, 2, 3, I got it, because it goes deep. It's a condition learn to walk. You see what happens if you lose your ability to walk? You have to go through great therapy. It takes a long time. Well, I got great news for you. It's not going to take that long, but it will take more than an hour show for us to get you through some exercises and to help you peel back the layers, like an onion, you know, peel back the layers of an onion. Well, we got to help you peel back the layers and so that you can overcome this learned helplessness. So we have some activities that you can do, and we encourage you. So when we come June, when we come down to North Carolina, we will be coaching some people. Some people probably have this problem. If you are here in New Jersey and you have this issue and you would love to get some of our coaching for this problem and other similar problems that have to do with your personal development, your personal growth. Again, you should be living your dream, expressing your desire with passion. You should know your purpose in life. You should know what your purpose is. You should be living out that purpose today. Okay, so it can help people, again, like I said, it can help you in relationships. It can help you through a relationship. It can help you in your health. There are a lot of people in their health who are not able to get the help they need because of this problem, learned helplessness. Okay, so, but yes, we are definitely glad that you're back, Coach K. Good morning, Paul Kiriazzi, Kiva Renee. Good morning, good morning. And the guests in the chat room, we're talking today about this psychological concept, and it's called learned helplessness, and it is a number one reason why people cannot live the life of their dream. It's the number one reason why some people cannot overcome sickness, diseases, okay, the impact of this learned helplessness can really take control of someone's life. People who have learned helplessness, they also a lot of times can be associated with other types of psychological disorders like depression, anxiety, various phobias, shyness, loneliness, and it can be exacerbated, you know, and cause you all kinds of problems, right? A lot of women, for example, who feel shy in social situations may eventually begin to feel that there is nothing that they can do to overcome their situation. And what happens, I'm telling you, the devastating part of this to me anyway, and one of the reasons that I bring it up, is because when people feel helpless, y'all, understand this, when they feel that there's nothing they can do, what do you think happens? What do you think happens when people feel, whether they're a person coming out of incarceration, whether it's a person who is overweight and dealing with that problem, whether it's a person who feels depressed, okay? Whatever the situation, individuals that are, right now I'm working, some of you know this, so I'll just share it. I'm working with people who are on welfare, helping them to get off welfare. And that's when it hit me in a very big way. I didn't even notice it as much when I left working with people who were incarcerated. I didn't notice it. I noticed it, but I didn't notice it as much. Also, I began to notice it with people who are trying to live their dream and find their purpose. I noticed it with individuals that cannot find their purpose. You ever notice there's a lot of people that say, oh, I don't know my purpose? And I know me and Patricia Martin, we were reading the book by Dr. Miles Monroe, The Power and the Purpose of a Woman. And we were, you know, really, you know, discussing that book, very powerful book. And he also attests to the fact that there are a lot of people who say they don't know their purpose. And so what do you think happens to people who feel helpless, that they cannot overcome their condition. Okay. Yes. Guess what? You guessed it. They give up. They stop trying. So when we see the young persons who seem to give up on life already, this learned helplessness is part of the issue. But again, it may not be that they necessarily need to go and see a psychiatrist and get on any type of medicine. No, what they need is some coaching and some personal development training, and they can get over it, okay? So I want you, those individuals of you who are tuned into the show, you can, they can, whoever it is, your cousin, your niece, your nephew, your child, it may be you, give them the gift of coaching. I can work with them if they're in this condition. We already have tools in place. We don't have to reinvent or recreate the wheel. So what you can do is have them go to my website, mylifecompass.com/coachlalisa. And by the way, also, two newest members on my coaching team, they can also work with Elaine Haskins. They can go through her, or Miss Kelly Willard Weaver. So you need to get in touch with me, though. Give me a call, 908-432-1853. I will come into your organization. If they are available, they can come as well. We will come to your company, your organization. We'll come to your church, your book club. We'll come to your Rotary Club, whatever group you may have. We will come in, and we will work with your people to get through this problem. Now, like I said, currently, I am working with 15 to 20 women in this program. I'm working with them on this issue. And so we're going to see great success there. And then I have another group of women that I'm also working with over in Newark, the Lavender and Lace women. And so we're going to also have them working through this problem. So it may be, again, it may be you, it may be someone that you know. It may be a group that you're working with. It could be a group of entrepreneurs. It could be individuals in your network marketing company that are not getting the sales that they want. They're not getting the clients that they want, the customers that they want. They're not booking the showcases that they need. This could be a reason. Maybe you are an author. You're not selling the books that you want to sell. And again, what happens over time, this is a really devastating part, and the way and the reason why you need help with this. You can't just do it on your own. You need a coach. You need a coach. You need somebody to help coach you through it. Because the dynamics of how you got there need to be broken down by someone that's experienced in this area. But one of the issues with it is that when people are in this state of learned helplessness, eventually, over time, mentally, they give up. They stop trying to get out. Now, on the surface, they may look like everything is going fine. You know, they may still get up and go to work every day. But nonetheless, you don't see them progressing. You don't see any real progress with individuals who are in this state. It's the same thing that, because what happens is mentally they've given up. Yes, that's what's happened. Mentally they've given up. So we're going to be talking more about that at one of our live coaching sessions. We'll be having one right here in New Jersey, not this week, but next week. So not this week. Not this Thursday, but I believe we will have one next Thursday. We will have next Thursday or Friday. I got to check and see when Elaine is going to be in town, because I want to make sure she is here to be a part of our next live coaching session, where we're going to be helping people out of this state, out of this condition of learned helplessness. And again, these are individuals who have so long been conditioned to a situation that is adverse, that is negative, that they feel like there's nothing they can do, okay? And I see people like that in bad marriages, bad relationships, people who, in jobs, they give up, they feel there's nothing they can do. These people then what they do is they begin to feel as though it's out of their control. And then they stop trying to get out of those situations. Even when opportunities present itself, and that's what is so devastating. Even when an opportunity shows up for them to get out, they won't take it because they're so conditioned to the problem. That's why you see people in a bad marriage, and it's so bad and getting worse, and there's opportunity to help them and what have you, but they won't take it. Why? Because they've given up. And I'm here to tell you, as your coach, as a coach, my job is going to be helping people to unlearn learned helplessness, to take back their control. You have people who maybe as a child they may have been molested consistently over and over, and it happened for a long period of time, such as in my situation, from age 5 till I was 18 years old. That's 13 years. Over time it happened. It didn't happen once when I went to a cousin's house. It didn't happen once when I was walking home from school, you know, an old man coerced me into his house. No, it was a person living in the household. So, therefore, I did develop learned helplessness, but I also overcame it. So who best to help bring other people out of this situation but someone that has been there, done that, got the T-shirt, though I rarely wear it, but yet I still have it, to help someone out of it. Same thing with education. Had done poorly for years and years and years. I had given up. I've told you this before. I so much gave up that by the time it was time for me to almost move to the 12th grade, I just stopped trying. You see, but then I overcame it. And that's what when I come to North Carolina, June 24th, 5th, and 6th, that's what I'm coming with, to show people how to take back your control for the very things that you've given up on. And you may not even realize it, but it's the reason that opportunities can come our way, but yet we can't even take advantage of it. It's because of this learned helplessness. I'm helping so many people, and I'm loving it. I'm telling you, it is, some people would say, well, why did you leave a secure job with, a steady pay, benefits, health benefits, you name it? Why? But look at where I am now. My God, this is unbelievable. It's incredible. It's absolutely, really mind-blowing. It's amazing. And this can happen. It can happen to people. It does happen to people. It happens to people every single day. It's going to continue to happen to people. It happens over time. It's a condition. It happens over time. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. It's incredible how these things work, but they do work. They do work, and people have to see that this is something that you need to look at if you want. And it could be learned helplessness. Could also be people who are in situations that, say, for instance, a person who is even a batterer. This is a person who has a learned helplessness to a large degree as well. They're in a situation where they feel they have no control. They stop trying, okay? They give up. They don't even try to get help. People with different addictions, they don't even try anymore. They just give up. I'm telling you, you can find these people anywhere with this problem. And it's not, a little problem that we can just, take a couple of Motrin or a couple of Advil and a couple of Tylenol and the problem go away. No. yet is not one where you have to go and plunk down thousands and thousands of medical dollars to see a psychologist. No, for less than $69.99, you can get 3 months worth of coaching and get rid of this problem. I guarantee it. Money back guarantee. 3 months worth of coaching, we can get you beyond this problem of learned helplessness. And again, it's getting people past and beyond that point where they've given up to where they don't want to take any action. And like I said, I've already named for you some places where you may find these individuals. You may find them networking around those places. So now, if you have any questions about this, it's a good time. If you want to ask questions in the chat room, you type your question in, and I will address it. If you're on the switchboard, you raise your number one key, and we will talk about it. I'll take your comments or your question. If you hit your number one key, I'll know that you have a comment or a question. If you are in the chat room, you can just simply type in your comment and or your question. By the way, we want to, we want to just say we definitely thank each and every person for tuning in. Good morning for Tricia and Paul and others. Also, we want to advise everyone, if you are in the New Jersey region, come this Saturday, please contact Patricia Martin on Facebook and talk to her about reserving your tickets for the 100 Women in White and the 100 Men in Black conference. It's going to be held this Saturday. So you can go to her Facebook page and you can get all the details, or you can go to my page and click on events and you can get the time, the date. It's going to be in the morning, I believe starting around 9 a.m. The event, there should be 4 or 5 dynamic speakers. There's going to be music, food, fun. We're going to have an awesome, awesome, awesome time. Quite a few people will be there, and author Deborah Davis will be there. You know, she's the author of My Daddy, the Devil, and Me. I don't know who else. I know I will be there. I know one of our other guests we had on the show before who talked about taxes, Ralph Bunch Terrell, will be there. Pastor Anita Bethia, she will be there. The great music preacher, maestro woman, she will be there. So many people will be there, and we hope you will be there. If you're in the area, we hope you can come. So, yes. Yes, yes, taking action, overcoming the inability to move, or to take control of your situation. A lot of people have given up their control, and they just accept what has happened to them, and they don't feel that they have any power to change their situation. And so, here I come, and others that are working with our coaching team, like I said, Miss Elaine Haskins, Miss K. Serena Willa Weaver, and others who will probably also be joining the team. Here we come to teach people. So our number one thing that we're going to teach people is how to overcome this inability to take action. And we're going to be teaching them how to take control of every situation in your life. That's a health situation, a mental situation, an emotional situation, a psychological situation. It could be a financial situation. Every situation in your life, you can take control and you can do it. Whether you could have been a victim of rape, molestation, you might even be a victim of domestic violence. You could be a victim of assault and domestic violence. So I'm telling you, this is so big. This is so big. And I'm so glad to be on the forefront of this where we're going to be helping people around. This is so exciting. I'm telling you, it's almost the most exciting work that I've ever been done. And when I initially went to Kentucky, I thought that work was exciting. I mean, I knew there was a purpose and I knew there was a reason for me going there, and I thank God for it. But this is truly, truly my most exciting embarkment, should I say. And I met a woman last night. She's a nurse, and she's also an MSW or something like that. And she said that we were on the brink of something very big. She works with the prosecutor's office in Essex County, and they work with people. She works at the prosecutor's office, but she does work for the medical lab when people are sexually assaulted and raped. Mm-hmm. It depends on where you live. In the state of New Jersey, I don't think we call it rape here. We call it assault. So some states call it rape. Some states call it assault. And some of these individuals are in this predicament where they have this learned helplessness. And so, and especially, you know, if you've had some traumatic situations like that happen in your life. And the same thing that's happening in the church. And a lot of pastors don't understand why their members don't put forth an effort in a greater sense. Now, I know, you know, see, one thing I know that when you are leading the way in certain things, it's not just for you. You know, this is not about me. This is about who we can help. There are a lot of people that are standing on the verge and wondering which way should they go, okay? And it's so interesting. But it doesn't matter in the sense of which way they go to a degree. But what does matter is that they feel that they have control over what choice they make, okay? And so people need to feel that they have a choice to choose their purpose in life. They have a choice to whether they want to pursue their purpose, whether they want to find and discover their purpose. They must feel they have control. You know, you see people, oh, I don't have a purpose, I don't have a purpose. Well, that person is on the verge of becoming helpless to that situation, and they're on the verge of giving up trying to ever find their purpose. You know, you may talk to them now, it's 2011, catch up with them, you know, 4 years from now, it's 2015, or catch up with them 5 years from now, it's 2016, they probably talk the same stuff, okay? Why? Because they're in a state of learned helplessness. It's like, and even though opportunity may be all around them, you know, that's when you can really tell. When there's opportunity to do something else, it's all around you, but you're not taking advantage of that opportunity. You may be suffering from this learned helplessness. So we want you to sign up for the coaching. You can go to the website, mylifecompass.com/LaLisa Williams. I'm sure before I said Coach LaLisa. But it's not. It's www.mylife, because it is your life. mylifecompass.com/LaLisa Williams. And what's happening is we have a whole program there that has already been developed on this concept of learned helplessness. So I have a program already in place to help the person out of it. And you will see that after working with us, you will have your purpose. You will be able to develop a plan of action for your life. You will be able to describe the objectives that you're going to achieve and the steps to achieving them. You will be able to set your goal in place. You will be able to have your vision, have your dream, see your vision, and know the steps that you're going to take to achieve that. You will have the feeling that you are in full control. I'm telling you, when you leave this conference, when you come, If you come, when you come, if you're coming, I don't know. If I was you, I would get there. But now, don't wait to June 24th. If you're in the New Jersey area, we're going to be having that same conference here, and we're going to be having other events here. But if you were in the North Carolina area, if I was you, I would make my way to that place, to the Hyatt Palace, I think it's called, right there in Greensboro, North Carolina. You can go to Miss Virginia Dancy's website, my event page, on my Facebook page, rather, and you can get information. You want to register for that conference now on Friday night. I will be doing one-on-one coaching sessions with individuals that sign up for the one-on-one coaching. If I was you, I would not miss this opportunity. I would take full advantage. Now, if something is holding you back from, again, taking an opportunity that's going to launch you forward, that may be a great indication that you could be possibly suffering from learned helplessness. In other words, why would you not help yourself? Now, you know I'm in the self-help business. Okay, I'm in the self-help business. And it's so funny because I've been in this business for a little while, but it's just so funny to me. I'm laughing because how I got here, you know. It's hilarious. It's hilarious how I got into self-help business, you know, especially being a kid that didn't like school, wouldn't do school. However, when I look back over my life, I needed help, okay? So, you know, I often say God has a sense of humor. And then I went on to say, you know, God's got jokes. He's just straight out funny, y'all. You think Chris Rock is funny. He's no comparison to our God. He's hilarious because he would take a kid that needed a lot of help, right, transform her life, and then put her in the self-help industry. Before I even knew that self-help was an industry, I was in the industry before I knew it was an industry. So I don't know if that means that I helped create part of the industry. I don't know. But I tell you, one thing I do know, I do believe that God has commissioned me for this life and that he has appointed me and anointed me for it. It's just so hilarious that before I leave this earth, I believe that I will make some kind of mark in the self-help world. I may not be another Brian Tracy. Maybe I won't end up as great as Zig Ziglar. Maybe I won't turn out to be another, you know, Tony Robbins or Les Brown. But one thing I know for sure, that there will be a mark left. It may be a tiny scratch. You know, you ever had a little pimple on your face? It's just so tiny that nobody can really see it but you. It may be a tiny pimple, but it will be something, believe me, you, because why? Well, this is the area for me. I don't know. There are doctors who make a mark in the medical field, and they're, you know, wouldn't you say that Aretha Franklin has left her mark in the music industry? Okay, well, that's true, but same thing with the lady next door. Sings really well. She's left her mark too. She may not be known, but that doesn't mean she didn't leave her mark. If she sang a song, she left her mark. So what I'm saying is, you know, of all the industries that I could have left a mark in, and there were many that I wanted to, believe me, you. Oh boy, I knew growing up that I was supposed to be one of the backup singers for the Supremes. I just knew that. Well, that didn't happen. Then I thought that I would become a great artist, I thought, maybe. I did like to draw and things like that as a, you know, in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, and especially when I got to around fourth grade, I became really good in art class for some reason. And one of the several teachers that stick out to me was this art teacher who was very impressed with my one-point perspective drawings. And I don't remember the teacher's name, but I wish there was a way to look up schools and look up teachers who taught during those time periods and look up, you know, what courses they taught. And I would love to see if that man is still alive, because he really, you know, that was just an encouraging word. And even though that was during a time in my life when I didn't hear a lot of encouraging words, and so his words stuck out. He made a mark in my life anyway. And one day I'll share some of my one-point perspective drawings on my Facebook page. I still remember how to do it. That's how powerful the mark was. That was fourth grade. I was, what, 8 or 9? So you're talking about, what, 48 years ago, possibly? And I still remember how to do it from that one class. That one class. That's all. One class, y'all. So things can make a powerful impact on your children. You just never know. But anyway, so here I am in the self-help industry. I just, again, I think that is so hilarious. And so, so here I am. I'm going to help people with this learned helplessness. I'm going to help people take control of their life. And we have a special way of helping people do that, okay? Some of you already know about it because you read the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. So you've read the book. And I know some of you yet waiting for the book. It's coming. It's coming. If you'd like to order the book, you can go to my website, lalisajwilliams.com, and click the buy button. We do have them in stock, by the way. Or you could call me, 908-432-1853. Or you can meet up with me at the next, you know, book signing or at the next conference or seminar or workshop, which will be somewhere in the city near you. But we are just going to have an absolute adorable time helping people. I'm telling you, I've never been more excited about anything. Or you may come Saturday. I'll have my books with me at Minister Patricia Martin's event, 100 Women in White. Don't forget, get your white. 100 Women in White, 100 Men in Black. We'd love to see you right there. I believe we're going to be in Linden, New Jersey. But please, please, please double-check. Go to her page and check it out. Also, tomorrow, don't forget, tune in to the show tomorrow. Mr. Versi Walker will be with us. As you well know, he will be bringing an empowering midweek message to take us on to the end of the week. Well, it's been great. It's been real glad that you could stay tuned with us for the entire show today. And don't forget Thursday and Friday, tune in to Kiva Renee's show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And like I said, I see Mr. Coach K in the chat room. Welcome back, Mr. Coach K. I know you are a little under the weather, so we're glad that you're over the weather now and glad and excited for you as well. We know we've been busy, but if you think we've been busy, you haven't seen nothing yet. Do you know how many millions of people have to help out of this problem of learned helplessness? All right, gotta go, get busy right now, get this thing started on our way to Jersey City to help those women out there. We got big things to do. Please, Elaine, call me later. Miss Virginia, Dancy, God bless you. I know we got to talk very, very, very soon. Patricia, I know we got to talk about that. I'm telling you, learned helplessness. We're going to help people overcome it. So this is Coach. Glad you could tune in. We'll see you back tomorrow. Have a great and powerful day. Take control. Take every opportunity.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.